We're back live from Circa's Stadium Swim in Las Vegas. Here are your hosts, Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris.
We love being here at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, and we're not just saying that. Marshall got to see Stadium Swim for the first time today, so that was a monumental experience for him, and now we get to hang out in the cabana with Sean King, former NFL quarterback, Super Bowl 37 champion, here for not one but two segments in the cabana. This is the life, man.
It is a good life, and Sean King implementing his knowledge into our life has been a blessing for not just us, but all the listeners, the viewers on Twitch. I think everyone is enjoying what is being spouted from this non-pulpit, if you will.
Our Twitch mob is always supportive, Sean. You get to see him right.
You
get to see him right here in the comments on the side.
Okay.
But then also, we do have some positive texts. Sean King is one of my favorite guests of yours. Tells it like it is. 708, this is the best Vegas guest. Love him every year. 773, Sean King is so awesome. Good get. So
I appreciate
see,
that.
There
I appreciate
you go.
It.
And I do appreciate what you had to say when it came to standing on business on your quarterback opinions. And
absolutely.
Where we left off with you, I think, was a really good point about those you trust in the NFL being teachers of quarterbacks specifically and why.
Absolutely.
What else can you tell us about what you think Ben Johnson will do for Caleb Williams in that respect?
Well, for context, during the break, I showed Marshall and Layla a futures bet I made on the Bears to win the NFC North. And I view Ben Johnson in such a high regard because there are a lot of guys that can design offense, that can call plays. There are very few guys that can fit personnel to said play calling. And what he did an amazing job in Detroit was he made David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs effective. He had Sam Laporta and Armon St. Rob Brown effective. He brought Jamison Williams and got him into areas to do. And so that's why when I look at his Bears skill set on offense, I mean, they've got pieces. Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet, you know, DJ Moore and
Roma Dunze
and Luther Burden, who they drafted. Who's the young kid, number 10, that's been balling in the preseason?
Olamide Zaccheaus, too.
Zaccheaus from Washington. He caught the first touchdown. But the kid that played, he made a bunch of good plays in the last game. Light skin,
Tyler Scott,
tall.
Was it?
Yeah, Tyler Scott. Yeah he's right. Number 10.
Yeah.
Sorry, we wanted to see more out of him because of his speed, but we hadn't in previous years.
Yeah, we've been wanting to see more out of him, and this wasn't the first year we've been –
But now that Ben's there, Ben knows how to take those skill sets and put them in places to be productive and successful. And you've seen the defense coming over the last couple of years. They're young. They're fast. They run to the ball. They're physical. Offensive line is getting better now. You know, when people always tell me we don't have a good offensive line, who in the hell in the NFL has a good old line?
The Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah.
And they really, that's left for, you know, like they tush-push all short yardage. I mean – My point is the defensive linemen in the National Football League are so big, fast, strong, and athletic. There's nobody that really has an offensive line that can just completely dominate the fronts they're going to see. So once you get to that slightly above average point, which I think Chicago's teetering on, then you can win a lot of football. So I'm all in on the Bears. I hope I don't get pie in my face, but I wanted to explain my position and why I have that position for this year. It's based on structurally sound information, people. It's not based on hope, which was last year's positivity around the team.
Well, that's the difference between
Luke
your Getsy, bet and a lot of
Luke
other
Getsy
bets.
Getsy was the OC. Caleb Williams coming in. Like, he's never listening to Luke Getsy.
Well, and Ben Shane Waldron,
right, yeah. So, I mean, this is a better situation.
Well, I guess my question to you is, because you put that futures bet down, now I'm wondering how you're seeing the rest of the division and whether a team like Detroit, which lost both its coordinators, takes a step back. And J.J. McCarthy, maybe you don't have the belief in him. And then what about the Packers? How do you see the rest of the division in that you're able to not just say the Bears are going to be better, but elevate them to the top of the division?
Great question, Marshall. And here's what I think. Detroit takes a step back simply because the head guy isn't an X's and O's guy. He's a culture builder.
CEO type.
So he loses both X's and O guys from offense and defense, and a special one in Ben Johnson, who knew how to make all those pieces work effectively. Green Bay, something's wrong with Jordan Love. And until I see some signs of him fixing what's wrong, he's skittish in the pocket. When it gets chaotic, he crumbles. He's afraid to push the ball down the field. Until I see that change, I'm off of Green Bay.
Well, also, he hops on his back foot a lot, too.
Yeah, that's from watching Rodgers. See, that's why I don't like a young quarterback around a accomplished veteran quarterback that has bad fundamentals. Mm. Remember, association means assimilation. You watch it every day, practice, game. Guess what? Every backup in the league that's behind a prominent starter, when he gets in the game, look at his mannerisms. They all mimic the guy that they see all the time.
Unless they're like a Joe Flacco super established veteran, been doing this for a decade.
Absolutely. At Minnesota, I actually was J.J. McCartney's OC at IMG. Excellent kid. He's a football junkie. I don't think he's the problem at Minnesota. I'm not sure how good Minnesota is defensively.
Really? Yeah. Well, we're going to find out real quick.
We are.
Week one, Monday Night Football.
I feel like they still have the talent, and they have Flores. You know, so he's going to figure out how to use that talent to the best of his ability.
Last time I saw Minnesota in a big game, they were getting blitzkrieged.
Fair. That's a fair criticism.
But how much is
observation?
How much is that on them, though, when it comes to, you know, just having different personnel than they should have had that season?
Maybe. But, again, the context for my opinions on the rest of the division was why I thought plus 525 on the Bears had value. Mm-hmm. I don't see a juggernaut in the other three teams. And if the Bears take another step, remember, they weren't successful record-wise last year, but they were competitive. You know, now I think Ben takes that talent and elevates it because of his attention to detail. And I like them to win some of these close games and Caleb to take the next step. I don't know. Is Caleb eligible for comeback player of the year?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
do you have to come off an injury?
No. It's in fact, they wanted to be more performance-based, like just your numbers versus last year's numbers. Sean King here with us in person, Circa Resort and Casino. We're not inside like we were yesterday. We are at Stadium Swim, my first trip here. I know Sean's been here before. Layla's been here before. Want to remind you, Football Talk on the Score presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's got the Bears winning the division per a futures bet. And so you brought him up. So I got to go back to what I was talking about last segment before you were on. Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh Steelers. What are the Steelers ceiling, in your opinion, with now Aaron Rodgers, a competent quarterback back there for the first time in a long
this
time?
This was one of the few places Rodgers could go and not get the head coach fired. That's what I think of Aaron Rodgers in 2025.
Okay. So what do you think the Steelers' ceiling is as a performance this
year? Will be the first year in Tomlin's career they finish below 500.
Wow.
You heard it.
That's your prediction?
Absolutely. There couldn't be a more, vast difference between star quarterback and OC than Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith wants to play the game one way. He wants to run, play field position, you know, be conservative, get the game to the fourth quarter. There's no way Rodgers is going for that. But Rodgers' mind and body are detached at this point from a ability standpoint. He can see it, but he can't do it consistently. And so this is going to be fascinating to watch from a distance.
I think, though, he's been humbled a little bit by his experience
when
in New
where?
York. His experience in New York.
When and where?
His experience in
he
New
won.
York.
Well, he ran out with the flag and then he tore his Achilles.
He won. He got everybody fired.
Yes.
He's the only one that maintained position. The head coach is now a coordinator. The coordinators are position coaches.
Yeah. People have taken steps back.
Nobody got paid while he was there. They didn't pay Garrett Wilson the FD left.
You don't think all, Sean, that he cares about his legacy in a way to say, I can make this one push, knowing that I'm not as good as I used to be.
This has nothing to do with his legacy. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer if the Steelers go 0-17 this year.
I'm just saying, watching what Tom Brady did late, you wants to one-up that and say, I can take the team far too?
And when I say he's not Brady, he's not wired like Brady.
Oh.
Brady is a process, structure, football is everything guy. Aaron is a free spirit. Like, he's that one child that you just know, like, if I ever get a call that somebody, like, that's a child of mine, like, put their name on the ballot to be president, and had never been in politics before, like, that's Roger.
Wow. That's a good analogy. That's actually a good analogy.
I had never been in politics before.
That's Roger.
That works these days.
Yeah. Brady's the guy that was on student council by government. You know, he had a local elected office. You know, they were sitting like, he's that
worked
person.
Worked his way up.
Yeah. I mean, they couldn't be more different.
He embraces tradition.
Yes.
He embraces the process.
Yeah. Rodgers wants to go out there in the day of the game, come up with new hand signals. You know, because
that's why they always got to bring his receivers with him.
Right.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to laugh that hard. But just that, what did you think of that? Like, having played the game when that article came out and that story came out about that being so much a part of the function of the offense, what did you think?
Well, in Aaron's defense, he's a savant. His ability to process at the line of scrimmage is all-time great.
Agreed.
But the problem is, and I was alluding to this a little earlier, it's like having a brilliant offensive coach, but he doesn't really know how to pass that brilliance on to the quarterback so he'd understand. Aaron, just because you see it, everybody else got to be on the same page, buddy. You know, like, and that takes practice. And I think here's where the difference is between Brady and Rodgers. Brady wants to rep it. Brady wants to be in there. We're going to do this 100 times so we get in the game. Like, Rodgers used to Devontae, and they've been together, Adams, and they've been together for a decade. And, you know, he can wink with his right eye or, you know, make his lip move. And they, like, it's not like that if you don't put the work in. And at this point in his career, Rodgers got other stuff going on outside of football.
Yeah, and I think you're definitely right in that he is brilliant in what he's able to do. But when you've had so much change that he's had going to different teams now, trying to take his ideas other places where people haven't been built around that, it's hard to implement, especially if you're like, I'm going to show up when I feel like showing up
to
training
camp.
You
know what Rodgers found out? What it's like to actually be a regular quarterback in the National Football League.
Ooh.
See, these guys that get drafted in one organization and stay there 10-plus years, your Peyton Mannings, your Tom Brady's, your Aaron Rodgers, the system is pretty much in the same part of the diverse systems that we see in the National Football League. You don't know what kind of advantage that is. Like, us regular quarterbacks out here, man, listen, I was in Tampa.
I love this.
For 5 years. My first 4 years, I had a different offensive coordinator. I had Mike Shula in year one, Les Steckel in year two, Clyde Christensen in year three, John Gruden in year four.
Ooh, that's tough.
Absolutely.
For any young quarterback.
Right. Well, old quarterback, that's tough. And so, like, I think Aaron is starting to see now the work that has to go in when it's not, you know, just building another brick on top of the bricks we've already laid. You got to go in and start all the way from scratch.
Humor me here, Sean. If Aaron Rodgers was to somehow have more of maybe, say, a Joe Flacco approach to his job this year, somebody who has been able to kind of figure it out as a non-starter and get another chance in a different place, then would you say the ceiling is different for the Steelers?
No, because my second reason I don't like the Steelers, and I hate to say this because Mike Tomlin is my frat brother, and I do think he's one of the top three football coaches on the planet. They're not that good around Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay.
They really got DK Metcalf, and he's more of a athletic specimen than he is refined, elite route runner at receiver, and he's by far their best skill player. Like, I mean, there's a drastic drop-off. I know George Pickens was a headache, but I'd like him a lot more if I had that talented headache on the other side of DK Metcalf. Like, talent-wise, in that division, like, ugh.
Yeah, that's a tough road.
Najee Harris is gone. Like, I know they weren't enamored and they didn't love him, but who they replace him with?
Right. I do want to ask you about this, though. You touched on it a little bit earlier. IMG Academy is a concept that I think a lot of people have heard about, but we don't necessarily know how to absorb it, even people like me who have covered high school sports for so long. And to be J.J. McCarthy's OC there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we got a lot of players.
Yes, you have. I mean, it's like a mini college and like a mini really good Power 5 one.
J.C. Latham was on an offensive line, Tyler Booker.
How do you explain like that atmosphere? And then also, what were your observations of him? Because we're going to see him in the division and he's a local guy.
J.J.'s box office.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's the same word you use to describe Jaden Daniels now.
Yeah. He's, as far as his approach to the game, he's not as talented as Jaden. I mean, but hell, Jaden might be the most talented overall quarterback in National Football League. Just skill set wise, like, who's faster than Jaden?
That deep ball he threw was pretty
Who's
nice.
Got better ball location? Who can locate the ball on all three levels? We're just talking about strictly talent. He's not as accomplished as the top guys, but when you just look at talent, I mean, where's his weakness? Maybe his frame is a little thin, but so far he's been durable. I mean, that probably the only knock on Jaden from a talent. So saying JJ is not as talented as Jaden is not
a knock.
Right. JJ has the right approach. He reminds me of a Drew Brees, but he's more athletic than Drew. But his approach to the game, like his attention to detail, like he wants to know everything. Like he's the kind of guy like, okay, why are we running duo like this versus the odd front? Like you don't get young quarterbacks that want to know the game of football at that level. Like that's JJ McCarthy.
But wow. It really is the defense because you believe in McCarthy and we know that the quarterback whisperer is in his ear. And he had a year to watch on the sidelines.
They got Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason at running back. That old line's a little older. Addison suspended for a little bit. Listen, I wasn't trying to knock Minnesota out of playoffs. I'm just trying to elevate Chicago
to the top.
The first in the North.
A lot of scouts have talked about his leadership, though, J.J.
Yeah,
McCarthy, and you got to witness it firsthand.
He's a football guy. He's a football guy. And to IMG, if you have a super talented athlete that you don't mind going to high school, not living with you, IMG the best
situation
option ever. Yeah, the facilities are unbelievable. They have structure there. It's discipline. They're accountable to the whereabouts of the athletes, and you couldn't get better preparation from the athletic side. No matter what the sport is, Olympic sport, basketball, football, baseball, it's just as a parent, are you comfortable with my child going through high school somewhere else, not living with me?
Yeah, I think it is football factory may be the wrong term because they do this with athletes to prepare every sport, I feel like, for Division I. But, like, if you had to say what the mission statement was or how you describe it to somebody, you know, what would you call it?
It's almost like going to the military in a sense in that you're sacrificing this adolescent, early adulthood part of your life in order that later on in life you can reap the benefits of being 45-plus. Mm. You know, so as a kid, you're going to give up high school, like a lot of the traditional things, because they're focused academics and sports. Like, they're regimented. But if it manifests itself on a scholarship and that turns into, you know, potentially being a pro athlete, then it's worth it. Just like the military. Like, I go away and, you know, I stay in, I retire. Mm-hmm. You know, I get full benefits. I go do a consulting job somewhere else. And, you know, 45 and on is great.
Let me just tell you, if you want the IMG Academy mission statement, I just happened to look it up on the website.
I didn't know.
Purpose: to empower student athletes to win their future, preparing them for college and for life.
Their tuition is $80,000 a year. Of course, they're going to have their own well-marketed statement.
But you know what? IMG
but from somebody
does a great
to explain
job
it
of,
to us, that's a different thing.
The thing I think they do a great job of, though, they've got levels of competition for everybody. People just know about the national teams. But we got three football teams.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want your child just to be in that structure and get that kind of, you know, guidance and tutelage, they've got other programs, you know, and levels of competition that kid can participate in.
Good to know. Sean King with the knowledge. Anything else you want to say before we let you go live from Vegas here?
I just want to give a shout out to everybody at Circa, Derek Stevens, if you guys ever get to Vegas. He's one of the last, you know, throwback. Old school guys we got. Like, he's on the floor. The Stadium Swim is unbelievable. Everything about this place is great. Always good to see you guys. Thanks for having me. Hopefully I gain some friends this time.
Oh, they'll love you now that you got the futures bet. The futures bet is going
to
do wonders.
But I'll say
this
to close. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't say it.
Thank you.
Love that about you.
And this is a great one, too, our text line, 773. Sean is all right, even though he's a noob, LOL. Eric in Uptown.
Shout out to all the noobs out there, baby.
We love the community. Sean King, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for hanging for two segments with us.
Man, thanks for having me. Now I'm going to sign up for Survivor. Hopefully I'm not lighting $1,000 on fire.
We have to check in with you during the season to see how you're doing in Survivor.
Let's do it early, just in case.
What? That's the great Sean King. Always fun to have him here from Vegas. We are live from the Cabana at Circa Resort and Casino at Stadium Swim. We have more coming up. We'll get a GM in the house. Former GM Mike Mayock is next. More football on the score.